Hi, I'm Paul Schrempf. Welcome to Microdosing, where we look at specific tangible topics, such as a product, business, or individual that represents a bigger trend in the business of healthcare. In this season, I will be revisiting my op-ed format, where I share my thoughts, observations, and opinions on things, namely on the topics related to transformation, and as it relates to mergers, acquisitions, and spin-offs, as these events come with more publicly available information on their strategic intent, as well as other common knowledge in the healthcare community. I hope you enjoy. In this episode, we'll be talking about Siemens and its acquisition of Varian. Almost all of our episodes this season have been oriented around the provider space and the B2C side of healthcare. You know, it's only fair we spend some time in the life sciences arena. The deal was complete more than a year ago, and I want to spotlight this deal because it reinforces a lot of the points I've made throughout this season. We have two different but complementary companies coming together to unlock exponential value. I normally blast two health systems merging to become one giant system with the same offers, and we have this in the manufacturing space as well. One merger you won't hear me talk much about is Baxter and Hillrom. While logical and good overall, there's nothing about the combining DNA of those two companies that takes me to a bigger, better story. Bigger, yes. Better? Eh. And depending on how you define it, the Siemens-Varian combo plays in the theranostic space. What is theranostics? It's the Bradgelina of therapy and diagnostics. We've also seen this when pharma companies got together a few years ago with biologics and the term biopharma emerged. We're beginning to see the blending of categories as the healthcare industry evolves. It's much like the early days of the auto industry when you had coach manufacturers that made the body of cars and paired them with manufacturers of chassis and engines. But for the most part, we're living in an era where there are companies that are making devices and equipment to identify and diagnose things, and a different sector of the industry and companies that treat conditions identified by those methods. And sometimes there's a disconnect. Let me explain. My wife and I had kids a little later in life. We had the AMA label of advanced maternal age, meaning we had a variety of extra risk factors during pregnancies and we're hypersensitive to feedback during check-ins. For one, we learned that when things are good, the sonographer, or whoever, would chat during the ultrasound. And when things weren't so good, they were silent, and we had to wait for the physician to debrief us. On one check-in with our second child, our daughter, we had one of those silent sessions, and we were bracing ourselves for bad news. The clinician afterwards explained that they had identified only one artery in the umbilical cord, and there should have been two. Our first child had already spent his first days of life in the NICU, so we had many thoughts racing through our minds. Logically, we asked, "What does that mean?" To which the clinician responded, "We don't know. We've only been able to detect those things in images very recently." Weeks later, my daughter is born, full of energy, and hasn't slowed down since. But this little story highlights a very interesting yin-yang relationship in healthcare between diagnostic and diagnostic-like companies and treatment approaches. First, you need to be able to see and identify things. Then, you need to do research on what that means, and then you need to figure out how to treat it. For the most part, that's all done by multiple organizations. So if an ultrasound manufacturer is able to create more detailed ultrasound images, it behooves them to have diagnoses and treatments for the additional visibility they provide. If not, you're just improving images without any change in outcomes, both in clinical outcomes and the informal Webster Dictionary sense of outcomes. Parlay the ultrasound story into other imaging categories such as MRI, CT, etc., etc. Oh, apologies, I jumped right into talking about Siemens and Varian as if they are household names. I'm assuming most of you are familiar with Siemens Health and Ears. You can see an earlier episode about that whole naming thing. But let's do a quick 101 on Siemens and the imaging business, and we'll get to Varian here in a bit. Siemens, for the most part, makes imaging equipment. Think mostly ultrasound, CT, MRI. They do more than imaging, and imaging is more than those three subcategories, but that's largely their core competency. I was once speaking with the CFO of a large global imaging company that wasn't Siemens, and he made a comment to the tune of, well, if our leadership doesn't understand that we make money from selling machines and services, they aren't doing their job. This was in relation to the future of digital and AI products in their portfolio. Yeah, that CFO wasn't in that role much longer. And if you ever hear a leader say something that emphasizes how they're only going to keep doing things they did in the past and not focus on how things are changing, you should be concerned. It does, however, highlight how proven the legacy business model associated with medical imaging is, and how this combination of Siemens and Varian is exciting as a means of evolving the modern imaging business. Much of today's medical imaging companies revolve around MRI and CT scans, or magnetic resonance imaging and computed tomography scans, respectively. Both came onto the scene in the 1980s, adding to the highly successful X-ray and ultrasound imaging solutions that were in play during the front half of that century. The core model is simple. Sell a piece of imaging equipment and also get contracted to maintain it. And maintenance is a big part of that. The side industry alone is a multi-billion dollar industry. You have organizations like TriMedics that's about $1 billion in annual revenue, and all they do is equipment servicing. They don't make any equipment. They just fix other people's stuff. So keep that simple business model in mind. Sell an MRI machine for about $1 million and a service contract for $500,000 for the next 3 to 5 years, and then repeat. Both of those numbers are reasonable plugs, and they can vary dramatically based on the machine and the contract. Now, Google MRI installation. You'll see giant holes cut in the roofs of hospitals, boom cranes, walls opened up. And if it's a hospital located in a dense urban location, you might even see a cargo helicopter in action. I say all that as that's what a sales team of an imaging company is up against. If you don't have an MRI machine or a CT machine in your hospital, that's what it takes. For a newly constructed hospital, it's just part of the build. But now let's think of your local health system or just hospitals near you. To your knowledge, they probably have an MRI and or CT scanner. In many instances, they have two, as if one stops working, they still have imaging work to get done and people to treat, or probably multiple. So if you think selling to a first-time MRI buyer is tough, try being the second sales team that shows up 8 to 12 years later to sell you the latest model and replace the old one. Now, that's rarely the case. There are countless ways to modernize and extend the life of large imaging equipment without the use of a freight helicopter, but it gives you a sense of how the imaging market is plateauing from a plastic and metal perspective. However, from an imaging analytics and diagnostic and treatment perspective, it is very young. This is where Varian comes in. They play in the radiotherapy and radiosurgery space. Or when someone with cancer says they are getting radiation treatment, it's that. Radiation continues to be a common method of treatment for cancer. Zap cancer cells and they die. It's sort of simple as that, but we know it's not. Radiation treatment is not fun. The more a clinician can analyze medical images to direct the radiation, the more effective it can be and improve the patient experience. This process is often called contouring. And this is one of many areas Varian in its imaging analytics helps, in this case, a dosimetrist. Contouring, like many skills anywhere, began with a manual process, involving a radiation oncologist and a dosimetrist to determine the right contour for the radiation to travel. Because when you zap cancer cells, that beam of radiation not only hits the cancerous area, but it passes through everything else on the way there and some on the way out. If you're sloppy with the contouring process during radiation treatments, it has a dramatic impact on outcomes and survivorship. It's a big deal. Varian does things like auto-contouring, which is imaging software that uses AI to identify the best contours for each radiation treatment. Not only does this improve the quality of treatment, it increases the speed in which contouring is done, allowing healthcare providers to reduce their labor spend, which is out of control at the moment, and or treat more patients in a given time. So the Siemens Varian deal is exciting because it's combining a healthcare equipment manufacturer with a more digital-first partner and not only providing great imaging solutions, but also diagnostic and treatment solutions. This is obviously a 1+1=3 for customers, but also think about how both organizations' R&D teams will be working together. It created multidimensional value and is a great example of using M&A to drive transformation from a product innovation perspective. M&A is fine for diversifying your business portfolio. Siemens could have bought Hill-Rom like Baxter did and would have been good. But the combo with Varian is better. And for those of you wondering, my daughter was born in 2016 down the street of Wrigley Field during the Cubs World Series. And then recently here in 2020 and 2021, I found more research that has been published on the implications of a single umbilical artery. For all intents and purposes, and again, I'm not a clinician, if your pregnancy involves a single umbilical artery, your baby will more than likely be just fine. They might only want to eat chicken nuggets, plain pasta, and strawberries, but they'll be just fine. Thank you for listening to Microdosing. If you'd like more content like this, go to our website at md-pod.com. And that will triage you to all the common podcast platforms and social media pages to follow us. Until next time, cheers.